just come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover the night I looked at you. And I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found the thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, yeah, you smile, you smile.
Was At Last by the incomparable Etta James. Yes, sirree, Bob. And her voice just makes you want to strip off all your clothes and lick frosting off a Halle Berry. Settle down, Beechnut. After all, we're just getting started here. Sorry, dude. My bad. Not a problem, my friend. So, has that tab of yellow sunshine started to kick in yet? I'll have to get back to you on that one, Reuben. Fair enough. In the meantime, let's immerse ourselves in the sort of music that made lysergic acid diethylamide popular in the first place. Why, that's a capital idea, Reuben. I thought you'd like a Beechnut. And so, without further ado, here's a little number by Three Dog Night called Shambhala.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain and Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain and Shambhala.
Roman turtle, and he's a huge Caped Crusader fan. I mean, just listen to the passion in his voice. Teddy is definitely a son of Gotham. You bet your ass he is. And what's more, he's not afraid to sing the praises of the Dark Knight when the opportunity presents itself. About that, my friend. They'll lick you practically anywhere, and you don't even have to pay them. I think it's time we moved on. Alrighty, then. I also think we ought to kick it up a notch, musically speaking. Don't you? When have I ever said no to that question?
Right.
course, was AC/DC with It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. Hell yeah, it was! And before you fine folks out there start getting it into your heads that this show is all about conventional mainstream music, please allow me to dispel such misconceptions forthwith. I love it when you say words like forthwith.
Where your kiss has a grave.
Gypsyites was none other than the Dead Kennedys playing their manic masterpiece, Holiday in Cambodia. Hardcore rocks! And now, an uncomfortable moment in broadcast news history. Today's clip comes from the crew of ABC affiliate WGNC in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's right, and the topic of discussion is the G-Shot, sexual enhancement procedure for women. Let's listen.
The G-Shot costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband. Cheese.
Hey, now that was an uncomfortable moment. It sure was, Beechnut. It sure was.
You know that I am called the Count because I really love to f***. Sometimes I sit and f*** all day. But sometimes I get carried away. I f- slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever. Until I drop, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love f***. Will ever be a mountain. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. That's the song of the Count. I f*** the spiders on the wall. I f*** the cobwebs in the hall. I f*** the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I f*** myself. Oh, yeah. I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love f***. Whatever the amount, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's his song. Oh, the Count.
Hey, Ruben, yeah, Beechnut? I think I'm beginning to hear colors. Really? Can you see sounds, too? Not yet, but I'm pretty sure the 17th note of Beethoven's Choral Symphony is purple. No shit, it could be violet. I would have thought it was more orangish. That's a common mistake.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away.
Do you not love that song? Who could hate it? That was Roy Orbison singing In Dreams, by the way. Yapperdoodles, and if you ask me, he was the best damn baritone in the whole music industry back in the day. The guy had a real lilt in his voice. That's the word I was looking for. Lilt. He was clearly very lilty. He oozed lilt. I'm not arguing with you, Beechnut. It would definitely behoove you not to. Okay, so moving on. Let's say we slap our listeners across the face with a little something I like to call the David Cholesterol Backhand. Knock me out, baby!
Now's the moment when he wants to sing. Sing with all your heart. For our children, for our families, it's your
joy. We don't need it. We don't need no thought control. No Barack Obama in the classroom. Obama lead them.
Singing his cyber radio hit, Another Prick in the Wall. Yes, indeed. What can you say about the man? Personally, I choose to say nothing and stay employed. Works for me. Hey, we may be lower primates, but we're not fucking stupid. Not like Congressman Bob Etheridge.
Hi, Congressman. How are you? Do you fully support the Obama agenda?
Who are you? Who are you?
Whoa.
Who are you?
Whoa.
Who are you?
I'm here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project.
Tell me who you are.
I'm just a student, sir.
I have a right to know who you are. Who are you?
Please let go of my arm, sir.
Who are you?
Sir, please.
Congressman,
sir.
Please let go of me.
Who are you?
What a total asswipe. Indeed he is. And that's why I've decided to mock his absurd behavior with song. You are so creative.
Thank you.
don't you? Hendrix? Yeah, okay.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Business man there, drink my wine. Come and take my herb. None will ever. Nobody up in this world.
Watchtower by the great Jimi Hendrix. And just in case you're wondering, my good friend Beechnut is perfectly fine now. Although he's decided to take a brief time out and go stare at some dust bunnies over in the corner of the room. So, until he gets back, let's listen to one of my personal favorites from a band called Sweet. Titled Ballroom Blitz.
Sir.
Operator just informed me that we've got a phone call. We have phones here? You bet your bippy we do. And what's more, the person on the line right now is none other than the South Carolina Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate, Alvin Green. Mr. Green, are you there?
Yes.
So, how does it feel to be a Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate from South Carolina?
I have no comment.
You don't want to comment on that?
Nothing. No comment. My lawyer is dealing with that.
Your lawyer is dealing with how you feel about being a nominee for the Senate?
My lawyer is dealing with that.
I see. So what would you like to comment on?
I want to talk about the issues that we... justice in the judicial system.
Okay, good topic.
You know, we want to make sure that punishment fits the crime.
Crime? Are you talking about the crimes of the Obama administration?
We know about the statistics in the judicial system in our country.
Well, that's true. Some of us do, yes.
I'm talking about my platform in general. We know...
Yes, but what crimes are you referring to specifically?
My lawyer is dealing with that.
So you're refusing to discuss the various crimes of the current administration?
Name them.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have time to list them all right now.
Well, I say that back to them, then.
You say what back to who?
They're the knuckleheads.
Who's a knucklehead?
Well, that's just...
Oh, man, this dude is starting to harsh my buzz.
And I'm the best candidate for the United States Senate.
Well, you certainly couldn't be a worse candidate than Harry Reid or Barbara Boxer, that's for sure. So, Mr. Green, how are you handling all the pressure of being the Democrat candidate for senator from your state?
I'm fine.
You're okay, then?
I'm okay. No.
So, you're not okay?
Just, I'm okay.
You're okay?
I'm okay.
Cool.
I'm okay. No.
No? Mr. Green? Are you still there? Well, apparently we've been cut off. That's certainly unfortunate. Yes, it is. But hey, life's imperfect. Imperfect and very, very wobbly. Right. Anywho, let's get back to some music. You know, Ruben, music is sort of like ice cream. If you're not careful, it can leave a big stain on your shirt. Hey, Beechnut, yeah? Ow!
My life is brilliant.
What, was I too early? Sorry, should I... Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You couldn't inflate, and you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget. Everybody you know still calls you Farty Pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that slurpy machine. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. No one's classier than you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Loser. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. You don't. Play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom when you're 42. Guess you'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.
Ah, yes, that was weird. Singing his monster hit song, You're Pitiful. Monster hit? Yeah, well, okay, so it wasn't exactly a monster-sized hit, but it was pretty big. I don't think I've ever heard it before, Ruben. Okay, so it wasn't exactly a hit. Still, it's a cool song. It was all right, I suppose. What the hell do you know? You've been chasing Lucy in the sky with diamonds for the past half an hour. Lucy in the sky with diamonds! Oh, shut the fuck up.
She hates my mama. She hates my... daddy too. She loves to tell me she hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. The preacher asked her and she said I do. The preacher asked me and she said yes, he does too. The preacher said I pronounce you 99 to life. Son, she's no lady, she's your wife. And I can't remember how I met her.
dancing night. She's always just been a hanging here off my right arm. And I can't remember how I ever thought that I just couldn't live without a woman's charm. And even though she loves the smell of French perfume, and even though she walks around in high-heeled shoes, well, all I know is I'm the one who pays her price. Man, she's no lady, she's my way.
Drug addict? Maybe not, but if I did, you can bet she'd be a filthy whore. More than likely. Oh, hey, it looks like we've got another caller on the show. Is it that whore wife of mine? Will you stop it? Bite me. As a matter of fact, our call screener just informed me it's film legend Mel Gibson. You're shitting me! I shit you not. Hey, Mel, what's happening, dude?
What do you hope to accomplish with that?
What do you mean?
What are you hoping to accomplish with that?
Well, I guess I'm trying to accomplish,
Pay me back!
Pay me back? What the fuck is this guy talking about?
If you do that, it's over.
Mel, baby, we're just trying to have a conversation here, and,
Fuck you!
Whoa! Man, that was completely uncalled for.
How dare you act like such a bitch!
Dude, did he just call you a bitch? Sounded like it to me.
My bitch are fucking nice!
Mel, look, do you think you could possibly refrain from calling me names for a minute?
I've done nothing but be nice to you!
Actually, dude, you've been kind of a prick from the very beginning.
Never mind. What the fuck were you gonna say?
We were wondering if you've got any new projects.
I like that better, yeah?
Well, I was just asking if you've got a new movie coming out, and...
How dare you?
Holy shit, this guy's losing. Dude, I think Mel's having some kind of seizure or something.
How fucking dare you?
Hey, Mel, have you considered taking an anger management course? Yeah, man, maybe some therapy would help take the edge off.
You wanted the number of my therapist? Don't you ever say to him, find your own goddamn therapist. But blow me first.
Okay, well, I think that's just about all the time we've got right now.
Fuck up. Stay the fuck away from me.
No problem there, dude.
You're a pain in the ass.
Hey, you ain't no fucking Easter parade either, pal.
You're a pain in my ass.
Yeah, well, we aims to please.
Stop.
Go diddle a kangaroo, you fucking lunatic.
Fuck it.
And a great big fuck you too, sweetheart. Well, that was unpleasant. Tell me about it. I say we ought to just put all that craziness behind us as soon as possible and get right to our next musical selection. How about some Talking Heads? You just read my mind, buddy. It's the acid. It does that sometimes. was titled Psycho Killer, and it's a little tribute to Mr. Mel Gibson. Crazy-ass fuck that he is. The man belongs in a rubber broom closet, no doubt. So, Ruben, is it alright if we play my favorite Joe Cocker song now? You know the one. I do it that, Beechnut. With you, Beechnut. I couldn't do that even if I wanted to. We're almost out of time. Really? Holy sheep shit. I can't believe it's been 30 minutes already. Dude, it's been an hour. Fuck. By any means, it's now time for the pièce de résistance. Yeah, like they say over there in Frenchland. You mean France? Whatever. Anyway, we leave all of you fine listeners out there in Gypsyland with one final song from one of the greatest musicians of all time, Mr. Johnny Cash. You betcha. And the song we've chosen to end our little on-air party is called The Man Comes Around. So sit back, give a listen, and don't forget to tip your waitresses on the way out. Waitresses? It's just an expression. Retarded expression. Don't make me kick your ass. Bring it, monkey boy!
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.